radio stations of Door County, DailyNews.com. I'm Tim Coles, and we have a bit of an introduction, if you will, today. We are joined by Dr. Beth Guida. She's the OBGYN at the Door County Medical Center Women's Center. And Dr. Guida, thank you so much for joining us. How exactly did you find Door County?
Well, it's about 300 miles east of where I'm from. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and actually went to college down in Milwaukee at Marquette University. Go Warriors. And I came up here on an interview, and I feel like we never left.
I like that you went with the old Marquette slogan as well there.
Yeah.
And you came in with your golden gopher fleece in as well.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of school pride.
I do. Marquette for basketball and the Minnesota for just about everything else.
And like you mentioned, after completing your studies at Marquette University, you went to middle school in Minnesota. What inspired you to join the Air Force?
Well, truth be told, I joined the Air Force actually when I was a college student. I played rugby at Marquette, and one of my friends had already joined ROTC, and I was a broke college student at Marquette and thought that joining the Air Force was a great way to pay for my education, and have kind of enjoyed that ride ever since.
And how did your residency with the Air Force kind of impact your life as a doctor moving forward from there?
Sure. So I did my residency actually in two separate places. So I was actually, once I graduated from medical school, went to start my internship at the University of Mississippi in Jackson, Mississippi, where I ended up kind of completing my career. But the Air Force sent me down to Keesler Air Force Base in Biloxi, and that was about 2 years after Hurricane Katrina had kind of decimated the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And they were trying to get back the all the medical residencies at Keesler Medical Center, and then it just wasn't happening. The coast just didn't have enough to support us as residents, and so then I was sent to San Antonio, actually to Wilford Hall Medical Center in San Antonio, and did a joint residency with both Air Force and Army. So Wilford Hall, the Air Force Hospital, Wilford Hall Medical Center, and Brook Army Medical Center, both in San Antonio. So I was able to get a good taste of the different military services. And, you know, I always say we serve the best patients in the world in the military, and had amazing instructors and just great opportunities for learning at the different military bases.
And what is maybe the biggest difference between practicing medicine in the military compared to maybe a more traditional hospital setting like at Door County Medical Center?
Military patients, they move around a lot. So they're a very mobile group of people. And especially for the pregnant patients, their spouses are often deployed or, you know, gone for any number of months or even years at a time. So you have to make very, kind of quick friends in the military, but also be good at making decisions quickly. And you know that you impact their lives, even if it's only for just one single visit or taking care of them their entire pregnancy. Or I've even had patients that we followed each other through three different military bases together. So the medicine is largely the same, but patients, all of their medications are paid for. They can get any imaging studies. We don't really have to worry about finances or insurance companies as much, but the medicine is the same, but it's just the population does have some unique challenges.
Now, working at Door County Medical Center, what are maybe some of the guiding principles that you have when you're working with patients?
Yeah. So I always, one of the tenets I live by is that knowledge is power. And so my job is not to necessarily to recommend any treatment over the other. It's really to allow you to have the knowledge as a patient to make the best choices. So, for example, in GYN patients, there's many different treatment options. It may not just be surgery. There may be medications or even, different treatment modalities. And so I want you to have the knowledge to make the best choice that you know, fits into your lifestyle, to your goals. And, you know, ultimately, you know, the more knowledge you have, the better decisions that you can make.
So you're able to kind of present different options. Yep. Like, here's the issue. Here are some things that you could do. Pick what you want.
Yep. Yep. And then, you know, everything has its, you know, there's benefits and risks of any procedure or treatment. And so, you know, there is no right answer and there is no one size fits all. And so it's just really what works best for you.
What is maybe the one women's health issue that you've kind of stumbled on over your career, you know, talking with, you know, women from really across the country at this point, that keeps on cropping up that you feel like they should maybe be paying a little bit more attention to?
That is a great question. So many, you know, younger population, you know, teenagers and young women, preventing sexually transmitted infections, is the best way that you can do to protect your fertility later, in life when you choose that. In women in their 20s, it's often contraception, and, you know, preconception counseling, you know, helping them optimize their health before they get pregnant. In women, as they get older and kind of the 30s and 40s, I am one of you, so it's not old, but there can be some menstrual changes and some hormone changes that are happening. And then, you know, through the menopause transition, you know, looking for cancer screening and, you know, breast, ovary, uterine cancer, and just kind of optimizing your, you know, female reproductive health to allow you to achieve your kind of life goals.
And now, obviously, you know, working at Door County Medical Center, pretty great place to work. But what are maybe some of the things outside of work that brought you to the area and you're looking forward to maybe being able to appreciate more and get out to do now that you live and work here?
Yeah, well, you know, I love the upper Midwest. I'm a Midwest girl through and through. So, and the water, I feel like I'm magnetically attracted to water. And so we're looking forward to doing boating next summer. We have a stand-up paddleboard that I'd love to get back on, and hiking and biking and, you know, the apple orchard and all of that. I have 3 school-age children, and, you know, doing anything that we can to get them out of the house is, you know, what we try and do.
Joined once again by Dr. Elizabeth Guida. And Doctor, if people want to work with you and maybe address some of those health issues that they might have or health questions that they might have, how did they get a hold of you and schedule an appointment?
Yeah, you can just call the Women's Health Clinic at the hospital, and they will be happy to schedule an appointment.
All right. Once again, we're joined by Dr. Elizabeth Guida, now at the Door County Medical Center Women's Center. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you. You're welcome.
I'm Tim Coles, once again reporting for DoorCountyDailyNews.com.